Okay, we're up to Chazayin Beis on the bottom of the page. Says the Gemara, Ikadavli, another version is that Maskiv Rav Zeida asked the question of Rabbi Yochanan. You say that Azor, who organizes the Maracha of the wood, is Chayiv Misa. Ask you a question. This Avodah, the Maracha, setting it up is not the last Avodah. There's Avodah afterwards, putting those two Gizriyetzim. There's another Avodah afterwards. Upsula Bazar. And yet, the first Avodah, which is not a complete job, if Azor does it, it's Chayiv Misa. Where do you find a precept? Exactly. So more asked back to Rav Zeida, what's your problem? What about Vodim Upadodim? Over there, you chayiv misa by Vodim Upadodim, and yet it's not the last. Yet it's not the last activity. After the Vodim Upadodim, you have to then remove all the ashes. Rashi, Vodim Upadodim, Logasin Lekula Hargisa De Vodim Utrum Zadesh and Hochad. The previous Gemara we don't repeat here. We counted in the case where there's no other avoid afterwards. But I got shit for the riyah to the gish liyah delish nekam. Rav Zeida harder because he didn't belish lebasin. So Rashi says here, this whole gemara here doesn't belong here, because lechayda avodim b'dorim is the last avoid. What's the gemara's question? That's this version of Rashi.
Hekta chalavim doesn't count.
That's all part of avodim b'dorim. That's the night activity. That's the last avoid. What's the most question? But there's another avoid afterwards.
And we already established that Trumas Hadeshin is the first of the morning. Not,
yeah, but we'll see
not
in a minute. That's what I'm going to answer. What's the question? I'm Rav Zeida. What are we asking Rav Zeida? Is it Vodim Pudodim and Lucheide Yazor is Chai Misa? Lucheide Vodim Pudodim is the last avoid. Yashlach Avoid is Achre Avoid with Psula Pudodim. Rashi is not going to his whole Gemara. However, the others learn Vodim Pudodim, and after Vodim Pudodim comes remove of the ashes. So we answer Seif Avoid Imam. It is the last avoid. It finishes off the avoid of the day. Said, what about the Trumas Hadeshen? What about Trumas Hadeshen? And after Trumas Hadeshen, you have, it's not the final Avodah. And yet, we said before that Azor can do it. We answer, Chilas Avodah di Imamu. That is the beginning of Avodah of the day, so it's different. How do we know it's the beginning of Avodah? Kiddush Yodel Trumas Hadeshen, if you wash your hand Trumas Hadeshen, the Morcha the next day, Ein Utsad Lekad, you have to wash it again. Shekavah Kiddush mit Chilas Avodah. El Akasha, so had a good question. What he told me, Azor, who organized Marochet Chai Misa, where do you find a precedent? Exactly, it's not the last avoid. Elit Marochet, this is how she learned. This is what Rabbi Yechon said. Zor Shesidir Shnei Gzidiyetzim. If a Yisrael organized two pieces of wood on the pyre, then Chayiv, that's Chayiv. Why? Hoyo Bavoida Tami. This is the final avoid. Says the Gemara, Maskel Rav. Rav asked the question. El Miyatev. So, Tiboye Payis. If it's such a chashav avoda, putting the two pieces of wood, we should have its own lottery. Says the Gemara, Veloy Boy Payis. You telling me you understood that there's no lottery for the you tell me there's no lottery for putting those two pieces of wood. We're eight lines to the top. V'hatanya, didn't we learn Misha Zacha b'Trumas Hadeshen, the one who won the lottery for removal of the ashes, Yiske b'Sidush Negzeitim, he has the job of putting on the two pieces of wood. Says Yimara Hachikama, this is what he meant. We meant was Yifayis L'Befnei Atzma, why do we connect it with another activity? Give it its own lottery, whoever does the two pieces of wood, it's an important job. So we answer Kedam Benina, and we already said before, because of a story that people stopped. When they made a lottery for the Trumas Hadeshen because of two people, the races, people stopped coming through in the morning. So in order to lure them to come, we had to add Shnei Gzidiyetzim. That's why. Rashi, exactly. Hoyil v'avoy de tamer d'shalom. So they finish. So lememer d'avoy de tamer by payez. And Mishra Ma'is Yisrael Legasin. Says more right to lememer. So what are you saying? Avoy de tamer. The criteria is it has to be the last avoy. Then Zor Chai will a Misa, and if Azor does it Chai Misa, that makes it Chashav. What makes it Amalacha Chashav? It's the last activity. And if Yisrael does it Chai Misa, then it has requires own lottery. Boy Pais. Seems like Ein Zor Chai will a Misa, Loi Boy Pais. There's a question about Ishchit. What about Shechting? Shechting, Yisrael is allowed to Shecht. Forget about Yisrael Chai Misa, he's allowed to. And yet we say that you have a lottery for Shechita, and Zigmar Shain is Shechita, that Chilas avoided the Yimamid. The very first activity of the day is Shechita, Shechita Karan Tamid. Says Zigmar, remember us, what are you saying? The avoided Tama, the last avoided by Pais requires a lottery. Avoid the Sheyesh Achere avoid activity that has an activity following that. Loi Boy Pais doesn't have a lottery. But Evorim Upadorim. What about Evorim Upadorim? Seems to be the same question on top of the page.
We're going backwards,
huh? Yeah, it's not the last Avoidah. It's not the last Avoidah because they have to remove the ashes. So my answer, no, but Vavdan Yusuf avoided the Imamu. That's considered the last Avoidah that day. So that, the removal of the ashes, that's the next day. Says the Gemara, Hare Trumas Hadeshen. What about Trumas Adeshin? There was other activities afterwards. Shemaisa Shehoya. Because of the story that happened then, we had to make a lottery then.
That's a separate
same, yeah. That's right, because there's a special circumstance. Taka learned. The Muna said, "Two go out, Uru and see." The next mission we'll learn. The Muna says, "Imigiyas man shchitet." Did it come yet time for shechting? Vilas man sidu gziri eitzel lekani. Why doesn't he say, "Go and look and tell me if it's a time yet to go and organize the two pieces of wood which comes before the shchita"? Says the Gevura, we already answered before. Har the less late contact tani. If you mess up with the carbon tummy, you can't fix it up. Therefore, we have someone on the roof make sure. Hard the less. He's a contact only, but he's 18. What happened? What was he got it wrong? Do it again. No big deal. Rashi. Vavan of Dinu learned to see the Gizayim avoid the Tomek of the Avoid the Gabriel and Loy Karab. Levi, the Loy Mon, Loy Bavoid the Shazachai. They don't count it as Avoid the Zorz Chaim and Shazachai. See the Avodim. After you put on the wood, you organize the Avodim on it. Because the mash makes it look tiny. Alma is lila light. Who got my sidam arocha? Sidam arocha. You should avoid the same. Kill avoid the head of avoid the legama. Be the sidam arocha. Is that the end of sidam arocha? Hadin aloch, but the shiny rock to the new pedic. Amlamamun, the guy in charge said to them, Rashi says, who has gone? That was a deputy, Koyin. He would say, Tsu go out, Ru, and see. Im he gies manash chita. Is it yet amud a shachet? Is it time yet for shachting? Im he gia, if it is time. Stand on the wall, or ala gaga on the roof, and have a look, because they can see much further. Is it time yet to shech the carbon tummy? Climate. Is it yet the sun starting to rise? You can't shech the night. So he says,
"Is that only in Kodshim?
Yeah, only in
Kodshim. It's not a problem.
Yeah. Shech the kippur. Im higia, if let's say it is time yet for the sun to rise, Haroya, the guy staying on the roof, looks. Imer, he says bar koi, he says light bar koi, like a flash, as if to say yes, it's starting to light up. Masya ben Shmuel Amar, he says heye pnei kol hamizrach, the entire eastern sky is starting to light up. Ad shebe chevron, I can see over the chevron, and we mentioned chevron to give chusavus, and it's a question. He says, "Hey, Pnei Mizrach." So he asks back, "Ad Sheb Chevron to Chevron." Vuoymer Hain, yes. We will ask who's the one that says yes. Who's the one that asks Chevron? Is the guy on top who asks, and the guy on the bottom says yes, or the guy on the bottom says ask the question? The top says, "The Lama Hutzul Kach." Why do you have to go through this whole process and have somebody stand on the roof? Shepamachas, it happened once. Ola Moir Lavana, the moon rose. Vedimu, and they were standing on the ground. They saw this light. Vedimu, and they imagined Shehei Yemizrach that this was the sun. The shachatu was a tamid, the shachat the tamid, vaitziyula beza sefer, and they actually burnt it. The hayridu kohen gadol beza tefila, the kohen gadol went to the mikveh, and it turned out to be he was in the middle of the night still. Rashi. Ajib chevron, Rashi needed a tzoyer, Ajib chevron, tul chevron, and wu amal and hein, befajim mar, who says what? Lama utzal lakach, la'alus lagag, why go to the roof of Lidois? Ola moir lavona, tzamach moir lavona, the moonlight started to rise. Tzamach l'shachat, before the morning, the moon started to shine, and they thought it was the moon. And when they realized that this was wrong carbon, they went ahead and they shechted at night. God will my father, so the Gemara explained the Gemara. So the Gemara writes, "Zeh klal hayv migdash." This is the rule they had in migdash. Kol hameisich es raglav. Anybody who had to defecate, tone tefillah, he has to go to the mikveh. Kol hamatul ma'im, if he just urinate, is tone kiddush adayim relayim. To wash your hands again by the kir. What kind of expression is called a mesa chal raglav? Where does mesa come from? You find this expression also by a tree that has many branches, and the branches spread out. It's called mesa ilan mesa or mesa ilan. Says Rashi, what's the shadish of the word mesa? Ketzad mesa raglav nekavi magdalim. They have to defecate. Veloshem mesa kama ilan ha mesa chal aris, a tree that spreads out over the ground. Lefish shehitzich le nekavi magdalim. Lefish shehetzrich.
Or
hatzarich le kavim magdalim. If he kneels, and he's covering a wider area. That's the light. It's covering a wider area. That's why it's a nice way, an elegant way, covering a way of saying you have to defecate. He went to be Mesech Hizraglov.
How do you actually have to explain how you got
the mock of the word Mesach? No, what's going on with Mesach? Mesach means spreading. What's it do with going to the toilet? So he says, by Shaw we find the same thing. Lahasech Hizraglov. From the Kiyah. Says the Gemara, Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Shmuel, we learned. Rabbi Shmuel said, Baruch. Rabbi Shmuel said, what kind of word is Baruch? Baruch is Barkoi. Baruch is a Barkoi. Barkoi is a little bit more than just a flash. Rabbi Kiva says, Olabakoi. Not they said Barbakoi, was it a flash? Olabakoi, which is a bit more, not just a flash, which is like the first instant. Ola means that it's rising slowly, steadily, so it's a bit later in the day. Rashi, Olabakoi. Heyir Yosem Baruch. This is a bit more than Baruch. Tati Mora, Nechumma Ben Avkashin, Oimer, Av Barkoi Bechevren. Also, he asks, is it lighting up in Chevron? Masya ben Shmuel, we mentioned Chevron because it is Chus Ovis. Masya ben Shmuel, he says, Hamamun ala payoses, the guy's in charge of the lottery, Oimer says, Heye pnei kolamizich adche bechevron. It's the guy in charge of the lottery, he says. He announces, yes, the sun is rising all the way to Chevron. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseido, Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseido says, Heye pnei kol hamizich ad bechevron. And that why he goes further. Not only is it trying to chevron, but v'yatzu kol amish yishlem lachta. And now I see everybody is going out to work. Everyone going to work. If we're now telling me what time is it, this is the time when people go to work. Do people go to work on Moshiach Shachar? Yachin nagalei tuv. It's a lot later because people don't go to work first thing crack of dawn. They go a little bit later. So you say to yourself in Ebe, you tell me the sun is rising, you know, it's dawn, and then you tell me that you're going to work. Says the Gemara, not the people, the workers going to work, it's Liska Poilimin, the people of the hirers, the Balabatim, they go out early to be the first ones to see who's coming across. And they go out the crack of dawn. Rashi Liska Poilim, ha yotzu ishlam lachte, la balapoiluk, not the workers, ela balabayis, who mashkim yoisi, he was earlier, limtze poilim, this guy's looking for help, hired help. Amarab Safra, says Safra, tzloise davrom, the davening of Avram. Now, usually when we say a davening of Avram, we refer to Shachis. And here we're not. Here we're talking about Mincha. You know when the right time to daven is? When the wall, when the sun is no longer top of your head, it's a little bit of an angle, so there's a shadow. There's a shadow. Rashi, Shloise Avram, Tfilas Erev Shloi. Tfilas Erev does not mean Maidev, it means Mincha. Now, the obvious question is, we're learning more brachas, Yitzchak Tikkun Tfilas Mincha. What's talking about Shloise Avram? So the taste is ready in Yitzchak. Shalom, rather, the answer. Couple of answers. One answer is that Avraham Avinu really composed Mincha. When he did it, no one knew about it. Yitzchak then publicized it to the world, so we give Yitzchak credit for it. The other day, Tesis is no, Yitzchak came up with davening Mincha. Once Yitzchak came up with it, Avraham started davening also. But then the obvious question is, so why are we saying Tleis of Avraham when we really mean Yitzchak? Whichever way we learn it, it's Tleis of Yitzchak. Yeah, because Avraham Avinu was the one who was famous for his reason Magdimin. And if he davened Mincha, we're sure that he davened the first possible minute. We don't know about Yitzchok that it's anywhere especially that he was Zizim Magdimin. Only Avram, Yashka Avram Baboiker. So therefore, once we know Avram davened Mincha, we're going to ask, but Avram, surely he davened this in this time. How come we don't daven so early? Yeah, so it's Leis Avram Mechimashchri Koisle. Rashi, Leis Avram, Tilis Erev, Leis Mincha Mechimashchri Koisle, Chaymes HaPoiges LeMizra, Poiges LeMizra, those walls that are facing eastward. Shehil Binay, Mahanetzachama, Abom and Amizah, they become white from the sunrise, when it sets the layim and the sparks them will be chilas shava shoyz. And comes 12 o'clock. Shachama beemtza harakiya beresh kaladim. The sun is in the midpoint of the sky. Veinu oise amud ela tachta mashchirin oise naksolim. It doesn't make any shade, but on the very bottom is a slight shade. Because the wall on top now, because the sun is right on top, the wall on top sort of, the very top of the wall, casts a shadow on the very, very bottom of the wall. Slight little shadow. Is chudoy shosfas oive als kifas a koysel mashchedes. He shaita noitin tzol erev kod erev. That's called erev when there's a little bit of shadow because the wall on top is a little bit. It's a little bit of a ledge, and that little bit of a ledge causes a shadow on the bottom. Says Amar Rabbi Yosef. Sorry, Amar Rabbi Yosef said anan ma'avram nekem v'nida. You want to learn from Avram that we should be early. Rashi, Anam Avram Negunigma, Bos Lamdeinu Liya is reason Avram. We should be quick like Avram. Omar Ove Tana Gama Avram, but not longer be the Tana of Avram. But we don't learn from the Tana. We learned. Yeim Hashmini Yimus Halos. The Taita says you can have all day to go Mala. Melamet Shkolein Kosher. All Taita days Kosher. Eloshas Rizin Magdimin LeMitzus. However, it's not a din of Chavim Mitzvah Shaita because all day is Shaita. But Rizin Magdimin does the first thing in the morning. Shnevet says. Vayashkim Avram Baboiker. It says, there's two gisses in the Gemara here. This giss in the Gemara is Shenema Vayashkim Avram Baboiker means that we're learning Zizim Magdin Lemitzes from Vayashkim Avram Baboiker. The other giss in the Gemara Pesachim, the other Rishonim is, the least giss there is, the other way around. We Zizim Magdin Lemitzes. Why didn't he do it at night? Then why didn't he wake up at night? Why don't we go to the previous night start? Because instead of Vayashkim Avram Baboiker, we don't need to do Zizim more than the morning. So not that we're learning Vayashkim Avram Baboiker to do Zizim. Zizim, you know, because of Svara. You have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, and you love the mitzvahs, and you got to do it as early as possible. How do we know there's a limit how far, how early we can go? That's where the pasuk kicks in. Vayashkim Avram Baboiker, no earlier than that. But this gear something about is the whole zidazizim we learn from the pasuk Vayashkim Avram Baboiker, which is very different. And it's not means halacha as well. Anyway, right. So what was Rabbi Yehuda's question? Rabbi Yehuda says we should learn from Avram. So Rava said, what do you mean? Kufila from Avram. The Gemara says from Avram, Avinu's activities of Zizim Magdim, we all learn to be Zizim Magdim as well. So what's bothering Rabbi Yosef? What's wrong with davening mincha the earliest possible time? Ella Rava, Rabbi Yosef Hakakasha. This is what bothered him. That now we learn Chol Arbe Pesachim Liber Shabbos. If Erev Pesach falls out on Friday, so we have to bring the current Pesach after mincha. That's when they brought the mincha much earlier. We didn't bring it at 12 o'clock, 12:30. So his question is, why 12:30? Nishchid b'sheish ha-machzah v'kadu shah ha-machzah. That's what we do. V'nishchid ha-mibichi kashay kaisle. Why start 12:30? It's not 12 o'clock. Rabbi Yehuda's question was not on why we start early. What's nothing wrong with that? We follow Avram. But why not earlier? Why 12:30? Start 12 o'clock. We need as much time as possible to bring the Karn Pesach. Start a chatzis. Rashi. Choli is better Shabbos. Hutzach l'maya tomid shabein abayim b'chol yuchay as much as possible. V'shapsachim nishchetu acha the shech the Pesach afterwards. V'tadal it's leisim by day. May have to roast them by day. I mean hussam because Shabbos. Mukmin alai al dine. We do the dinner b'chiyantu tzaleyada when it starts to set. V'tani nishchet hat tomid. When did they shech the b'sheish? Umachtsa 12:30. As soon as the wall starts becoming a bit darker, there's already cold afternoon. It's already cold afternoon, which is 12 o'clock. 12:01. 12 o'clock. Why 12:30? Says the Gemara, we couldn't. My kushya, what's the question? Dilma koisle the base of Migdash, the walls of the base of Migdash were different than other walls. V'sheisha machzah mishchri. It didn't start forming or casting a shadow until 12:30. Why not? They weren't straight up exactly. The wall on top was actually narrower than the wall on the bottom, so it didn't cast any shadow on the wall on top. Because the sun moved a little bit, there was no shadow because it was narrower than the wall on the bottom.
Not until this is
extremely a bit further, which is 12:30. Rashi. It was exact. It was wider on the bottom, the base of it was getting narrower. You don't find that the ledge on top is any casting a shadow. There was no ledge on top. Until the sun actually moves a little bit more westerly, that's when it starts casting a shadow. Or maybe it's different. Shiny Avram, maybe you know why Avram did it first thing in the morning? Because or he knew when mincha is exactly 12 o'clock, he had a special way of knowing it. Not because he used the shadows on the walls. Maybe there's no shadow till 12:30 for anybody. Maybe the sun is from 11:30 to 12:30, it's right in the smack in the middle of the sky. But Avram was able to know because it's Tegin's G'dayla. He was a bucky. He knew the stars and the sun and everything else. He knew exactly when it's 12:01. Rashi. He knew there's no watches in those days, but he knew exactly like Al Treb in jail knew, because he knew the Tzurufi Havaya. There were 12 different Tzurufi Havaya, the combinations of Hashem's name, and every hour is another name of Hashem that's shining, and he knew that. He had this understanding, keen understanding. They always come to him and ask him all kinds of questions. So he knew. Exactly. So Mela, we did not know, the sun doesn't cast a shadow for anybody at 12 o'clock. You got to wait a little bit till 12:30. If you're looking at shadows, Avram didn't look at shadows. He knew by looking at the position of the stars, he knew exactly. During the days no stars, so he knew some. He knew exactly to mechavin. There's no watches then. He knew mechavin. There must be a bit of a. You can't look up in the sun because the sun it really looks the same between 11:30 and 12:30. The whole idea is chamah b'mizrach, and after chamah b'emtzah rikiyah is from 11:30 to 12:30. The whole time and so slight movement that he carries on. Anyway, inami or not because he was a special astrologer, but you know why? The zokin the yeshiv b'shiva haver. This is what we say. He was a zokin yeshiv b'shiva. This is how we know that Samach Basim Chastayda. We say by Simchas Torah and davening. Abraham Zaken, Simchas Torah and Yitzchak, and all that from right here. Because the Zaken, what do you think Abraham did his whole life? He sat in yeshiva till the age of 170. It's on. They never stopped having yeshiva in this in the chita yesterday or today. When Yehuda went first thing, he had to open yeshiva in Goshen. They were Mitzrayim yeshiva mom. Shneimer says leich v'safta zikni. So go and gather the Eden. We did go gather. They were all somewhere together. Go bring them together. The yeshiva. Hoya b'midbar yeshiva mom. They were midbar that yeshiva. Shneimer says osful yeshiva yeshiva zikni. So go gather. Get me a group of people together. Give a shir. Avram Avinu Zokin Yeshiva, and because he was a Zokin Yeshiva, he knew exactly what time 12 o'clock is. That's the connection here. He was a Zokin Yeshiva, and therefore somehow or another that resulted that he knew exactly what time it is. Why would that be? What does Zokin Yeshiva have to do with the fact that he knew it's exactly 12 o'clock?
A lot of walls.
Oh. So, yeah, he knew exactly what time it is.
Because he knows what time morning Seder finishes and he can go to lunch.
That's exactly a coffee break.
Okay. Anyway, we're trying to bring a day. The Madr before Matan Teda, all they did all day, spent time in yeshiva. Imagine after Matan Teda, what should a Yid do? Spend all his time in yeshiva. Vayhi Shenema Tzeh, sorry, Avram, Yitzchak Vinu Zokin Vim Yeshiva, Yisob is Yitzchak, Shenema, Vayhi Ki Zokin Yitzchak, Yaakov, Vayhi Ki Zokin Yitzchak, he was Zokin, Zokin is Chochm as well, he's had to learn. Yaakov Vinu Zokin Vim Yeshiva, Shenema Tzeh, Vayhi Yisrael Kovdom Azokin. From all ages, he learned too much. Eliezer Ebra Avram Zokim Dej Meshiva Havish Nama Seba Yemel Avram Alav Dej Zakan Beisai HaMoshe B'chol Ashloi Zakan Beisai. And every time he says Zokim, it means that he was a Zokim V'yeshi V'shiva. It wasn't just by age, it was more wisdom. Amar Abelazer, what do you mean? HaMoshe B'chol Ashloi Shemoshe B'tayt as Rabbi. Not physically, but more than that. He had a good handle on the teachings of Avram Vinu. Who Damesik Elezer? What kind of word is Damesik Elezer? Amar Rabbi Elezer, Shadoyle Umashke. He takes with a pail and he draws and he the Umashke. Then he goes and irrigates. Metorosse Shorabi Lachedim. He disseminated the teaching of his Rebbe to other people as well. Rashi Doyle Umashke. Nutikus Shod Damesik. Damesik is Doyle Umashke. He draws the water and then he feeds it to others. Amar Av Kayim Avram Kiam Avram Avinu Kol Atoyde Kul Avram kept in tight tension. It says Ekev Ashishav Avram. Okay, listen to my voice. Because he listened to my voice. And we know that he kept the entire Torah. He kept the entire Torah. Says the Gemara, maybe Eimah Shavu Mitzvahs. It says he kept my voice. Kaili is the seven mitzvahs I'm in Menayah. Haino is all the Torah. Ha'ika Nami Mila can't be just Zayim Mitzvah Menayah because there's Mila as well. No thing about Eimah Shavu Mitzvahs Mila. He listened to that. Amalei im kein. The next part of the pasuk is Yishma Mishmarti Mitzvoisei Chukoisei Besarosei. Amalei, what are you adding Mitzvoisei Besarosei? All these extra things. So what it means is that he kept side the Torah Shabeksav and side Torah Shabapev. Amar Rabbi Tamar Rav Ashi Ki Amavram Avinu Afilu Edev Tavshilin. Even Edev Tavshilin. The Vilna Gaon writes that it was actually Rosh Tevis Al Ayin Tov, which is, and they made a mistake. They said Edev Tavshilin was actually Edev Chumin, but he kept Edev Chumin. It was whole afkamina. But Eidah Shulin, according to Das Kenin, about Tosfos is interesting. That, what do you mean, kept Eidah Shulin? Because Avraham Avinu had the malachim. And he fed them. The question everybody asks is, if you want to say the Rabbanon, just say the Rabbanon. What do you mean, Dafka highlight this mitzvah? Because he had the malachim. And he gave them to eat milk and meat. And so therefore, that's one of the reasons why we say, well, we're different malachim, because we don't eat meat and milk together. But how can Avraham Avinu give it to them? You know, have Anor from Basel Cholov, how can he give it to them? So it says the pshat, if you look closely to the pasuk, he gave them first the butter and afterwards the meat. That's what he's saying here. I feel the aid of the shilin, even the mixing of the tafshilin of the milchiks and the fleishiks that you guys think that he mixed them together, he didn't. He was very careful. He gave this first, and he finished it, rinsed their mouth, he gave them the next course. Okay. I feel the aid of the chumin, other aid of chatzedis, the three gesoyse. And each one of them has a reason to learn his thing. Shneimer says, Toirosai, my Toirin, plural. Achas Toirin Shabiksav, Achas Toirin Shabapah. Rashi, Afilo Eiv Tashuli, Shav Mitzvah, Shin Establish, Akhmin Eich, Abel Toirin, Loi Nochlein, No Toirin At. But then why would the Eiv Shabiksav make a big deal that he kept Zayin Mitzvah Neich? Must have been somebody else who kept Zayin Mitzvah Neich. Afilo Eiv Tashuli, Shein Alok Moishim Sinai, El Takona Seifim. This, the Chiddush here, is not in Alok Moishim. This is from the Rabbonon Shasidin Lasakin. Eiv Tashulin didn't happen till much later. When they want to make sure that you don't prepare for Yom Tov to Shabbat, you forget about Yom Tov. The A's. Okay, right. So this is where we learn Avraham Avinu. Here in the last mission in Kedushas, we learn that Avraham Avinu kept them tight.
By the way, Rabbeinu Hananel says about the union that the Yeshiva the Yeshiva. He says because the Yeshiva the Yeshiva Shechina involved. So if the Shechina was with them, they could.
So this is what they learned. Yeah.
They could know their times and everything. The sun movements.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, because Tishrei is a baki b'halachas, but it's not a question of baki b'halachas. This is a question of being. There's no watch.
Physical.
No, yeah, exactly. So how in the world do you know? Anyway, I think about it. Masya ben Shmuel says who Aymer Hain. So in the Mishnah we had that Masya ben Shmuel said that one guy says the sky lit up, the eastern sky lit up, and then it says about Til Chevron, and then he says yes. Who said what? Says the Gemara, Man Amar Hain. Who said yes? Ile Mahach de Koya Igra, the guy standing on the roof, he says Til Chevron, and then he says yes. Who Cholam, who Mefashir? He asked the question, he answers, he dreamt, and he gives his own interpretation. He asked Til Chevron, and then he says yes. So what's he asking for? It's like a rhetorical question. What was the point of that? Elahach de Koya Ara. It's a guy standing on the ground and says, yes, yes, it's Til Chevron. Numenoy Yada, how the world is going on the ground? The guy on the roof went up there because he can see further. So the guy on the ground who can't see anything says, yes, it goes to heaven. How does he know?
Maybe it's like an inquiry. How far do you
Who's asking who?
The guy on the roof can say, how far do you want me to see? I'm Til Chevron. And the guy on the bottom says, yeah, all the way.
We'll soon see. Rashi. The guy on the roof says, that the entire eastern sky is lit up. The guy on the ground says, the guy on the ground asks, all the way to Chevron, and the guy on the roof of them says, so there's three phrases here. The sky is starting to light up, the guy on the bottom says, till Chevron, and the guy on the top says, yes. That's one way of looking at it. In other words, is the guy is standing on the ground, is the one who says, yes. The guy here says, the guy on the ground says, a question. Did the sky light up? And the guy on top says, do you want to know until heaven? How far do you want to know the sky lit up? And the guy in the bottom says, hey, yes, that's exactly what I meant to ask. Rashi.
That doesn't tell us that it actually lit up.
No, then the guy top. Then the guy on top. Exactly. Then the guy on top says yes.
How far do you want to know that the light?
Yeah, exactly.
Glittering.
And the guy in the bottom says yes, and then the guy on top obviously says yes, it lit up. Every day before they did the kabbonis, they would go ahead and this is about Yom Kippur, but every day they would go ahead and say. They would mention Chus Avos before you start the day.
How far is Chevron from Yerushalayim?
Well, you could drive a car. How long does
it
take me?
It takes a little while. You don't get there.
I couldn't see that far.
No, I'm saying if it's a Yom Kippur, there's nothing. Not a clear day.
Oh, we'll soon see about the Yom Kippur. We're going to talk about Yom
Kippur.
But for different reasons.
That's what I'm saying. It might be not so easy.
Can you see Chevron, let's say, a clear day from Yerushalayim? I don't know. But can you see Chevron that far?
I mean,
how
now
far
it's different it? Because now there's big tall buildings in the way, but maybe by Yom Mohem we had a clearer view. Was it by driving? Half hour, 40 minutes?
No, not even. Less, much less. Just drive along the fence over there and then right there. Okay. Now, the question is, why go through this elaborate process? Because of the mistake that happened. Says the Gemara, the Lama, who's the guy, why did they go through this whole elaborate process? Because of the mistake of the moonlight. Says the Gemara, Mechlev, how can you mistake moonlight for sunlight? But Tanya, didn't we learn a rule? Rebbe Yemir, Einu Doimir, you cannot compare Timur Shalavana, the rays of the moon, the Timur Shalchama, the rays of the sun. Timur Shalavana, Metamiv, the Kemakel, the rays like straight like a stick. Timur Shalchama, the rays of the sun, Mephtela Kanakan, spreads all over. So you right, we can tell by the rays if this is a moonlight or sunlight. Rashi. It breaks through the nida kitamar zaku loshen v'timras oshen shabzayki v'yil goes up. So Timur Tana v'Rebbe Shmuel yoyim ham unaya. It was a cloudy day. Umafti lekan lekan. It was spread everywhere. Spread everywhere. You couldn't tell. Even the moonlight spreads everywhere. Amar apapa zara papa shmami nol. From here you see that yoyim di iva kulu shimsha. From here you see that on a cloudy day, the sun spreads everywhere. Even places when it was sunny, it might not have gone there because of the shade. But now that it's a cloudy day and the sun breaks through the different holes in the cloud, it spreads everywhere. Rashi. Cloudy, overcast. Wherever the clouds make way, the sun comes through. In one cloud, another cloud, when the sun breaks through. Shmamina. From here, midik amba be yemun of a cloudy day. Nifkabim came as habit in many different spots where the rays come through. Yemun even kulushimsha filu be mokim tzel. Even in places with a normal shadow, shade. Shachama be kad bechom mokim that spreads through everywhere. When you enter that a chaloin, kenege chaloin, you go through a window. Shavim imdim before in front of it. Vehim is pasha leim be kad bechom pieces of bread. Any crack in the clouds, the sun is coming through there. And it enters place even with a shade. Who cares? The mainav kmina. What do we need to know that for? That on a cloudy day, the sun can spread further than on a sunny day. If you want to go spread these hides to dry, on a cloudy day, you don't have to be picky. On a sunny day, you have to put it right in the sun. Cloudy day, put it anywhere because the sun will hit it. On Pesach, it says, a woman should not need not directly under the sun. Not under the heat of the sun. So you should know, on a cloudy day, you got to be more careful than on a sunny day. Because anywhere you go on a cloudy day, it's bad. Rashi. He says that the heat on a cloudy day, the heat of the sun is kashim mishimsha, is more difficult than it's not a cloudy day. The humidity and the mugginess makes it hot everywhere. It's much worse than when it's not a cloudy day, and even though the sun is shining in certain places, it's much worse. Rashi. The heat on a hot day and a cloudy day is much worse, unbearable than the heat, non cloudy day. The simana, what's the rule? Dana de chala, that if you have a crack in sour wine, it's much worse when you smell it through a crack than when you have a lid open. Actually, dana de chala, shepia sasam yaf, if it's sealed properly. Shaloy yatsu reicha, he says, no way for the bad odor to escape. The yichlesh and weaken, because at the neck of cotton, if you make a puncture on the barrel somewhere, yaitse sham reach chazamay, it's a sort of pungent smell that comes out. Kach yemamun, on a cloudy day, metoyich shacham amilchusa, the entire sun is covered by these clouds. The choim shaloh kavush, it's as if the sunlight is trapped. Noikeves bekoyach derech neck of a cover, it punctures holes in the clouds, and when it comes out, it's much stronger. Interesting comparison here. It's like the Gemara is comparing as if the clouds are holding. The sunlight wants to come through. Even the Chassidim always learned that Oyer is Bechamela, doesn't really care what happens. It's as if the sunlight is dying to come through.
When there's a hole in a cloud, you see a big beam.
Yeah, but also, when it's a cloudy day, you see how if it's 30 degrees and cloudy, it's much worse than if it's 30 and sunny. It's muggy and humid, and everywhere you go, there's nowhere to hide. On a sunny day, you go under the shade, it cools right down. Okay. Shavride de Shimsha, where the sun rays break through, where it breaks through the clouds, the Shimsha, Koshim Shimsha, is worse than where the sun is open. Rashi. Sanvodi mitagimina shavride shemesh, the rays of the sun, and the kebab that breaks through with strength. Derech nekev avim ktanim, through these clouds, and noisen, ainu, can I get a nekev? If you look through these clouds, koshin loya sanvodim, yoisen, and I'm a stako bechamash bavit. If you look, it's worse for your eyes when you look through the clouds where the sun breaks through, then you're looking through the sun directly. And the last thing is, visimanach, and if you want to remember all this, remember dilfa. The water, when it drops, drop by drop, water dropping drop by drop is much more annoying and ruinous than if it's the water just comes in one gush. Rashi, dilfa kosher delef hayyedet ala adam. The Chinese water torture. If it comes drop is much worse. Mishim nichnas kol guf l'mayim. If you walk into completely into the water, drop by drop is much more annoying. Same over here. When the sun goes through the clouds, it's not the full sun, so it's much more annoying than if the full sun. Okay, we'll stop paying attention tomorrow, Mitzvah.
For Blatman.
That's right.